Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Dr. Heidi Salonik and Dr. Benjamin Smetna of Oak Springs Chiropractic and Anytime Fitness. And now the news.
Welcome to your weekly Health News Podcast. I'm your host, Denise Chapman. U.S. researchers have noted that obese children have two elevated compounds predictive of both heart disease and stroke. One of these compounds, C-reactive protein, is a measurement of inflammation in the body. It is believed the inflammation causes the buildup of plaque in the arteries, making one more susceptible to heart disease. The other compound, fibrinogen, causes blood to clot faster and makes one more susceptible to stroke. Unfortunately, these two compounds, usually seen in adults, is now being identified in obese children as young as 7 years of age. The study recommends that more aggressive interventions are necessary for weight control in these obese children. Our next story answers a very important question. Which offers children more protection in an automobile accident? Forward-facing or rear-facing car seats? According to the British Medical Journal, rear-facing car seats offer much more protection in all types of car accidents. It appears that standard procedure is to switch babies from rear-facing car seats to front-facing car seats at approximately 20 pounds around the age of 8 months. The new evidence suggests that it is best to delay that switch until 4 years of age. The advantage rear-facing seats have is they provide full alignment of the head, neck, and spine so that crash forces are dispersed over these areas rather than centered on one site. And when I come back, we will take a look at how vigorous exercise raises heart risk and what women need to know about bacterial infections.
Independence Day. As we celebrate our independence as a nation, we want to help you celebrate your independence from health problems. It's best to handle small problems while they are still small, or take the appropriate steps to grow your health so you can be healthy as can be. Just simple and easy healthy lifestyle changes are all it takes. Take charge of your health. Call Dr. Heidi Salonik and Dr. Benjamin Smetna at 651-739-2500 and Anytime Fitness at 651-702-6500. Now back to the news.
Most of us think of exercise as a good thing, and surely it is. However, when exercise becomes too vigorous and too frequent, the hazards start to outweigh the benefits. Looking at over 16,000 apparently healthy men, those that exercise vigorously 5 to 7 days per week, had a 20% increased risk of atrial fibrillation. Atrial fibrillation is a disorder of the rate and rhythm of the heart, making it difficult to pump blood properly, leading to heart failure and stroke. It was interesting to note, the risk of atrial fibrillation jumped to 74% when looking at joggers under the age of 50 compared to the same group that participated in no vigorous exercise. Although the rate of increased risk in this younger age group is alarming, the authors note that there may have been other risk factors contributing to the problem that were not considered. And for our last story, once again, we see the value of having proper levels of vitamin D. Bacterial vaginosis, the most common infection in women of childbearing age, has been associated with lack of vitamin D. According to the Journal of Nutrition, more than half the women in the study had vitamin D deficiencies of greater than 50%. With a reading of 80 nanomoles considered adequate, levels of 50 nanomoles were associated with a 26% increased likelihood of bacterial vaginosis, and a reading under 20 was associated with a 65% increased risk. Black women, it was noted, were almost 3 times more likely to be vitamin D deficient because the darker skin prevents adequate synthesis of the vitamin. The standard treatment, using antibiotics, is associated with premature birth and infant mortality. And lastly, as we do each week, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. 300 million cells die in the human body every minute. While that sounds like a lot, it's really just a small fraction of the cells that are in the human body. Estimates have placed the total number of cells in the body at 10 to 50 trillion, so you can afford to lose a few hundred million without a hitch. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and I look forward to joining you next week when I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to you by Dr. Heidi Salonik and Dr. Benjamin Smetna of Oak Springs Chiropractic and Anytime Fitness. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.